Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter, and this is your best friend's hot dad. All right, guys, so welcome to another episode. This is kind of like a little fun episode. I probably won't even promote this one that much. It's just about, like, do any of y'all have friends that have really attractive fathers? Like, this started a long time ago in kindergarten when I used to have a friend. His name was Xavier. And it's hilarious because his last name rhymes with my last name. And he was a very smart kid. He's probably what I would be if I wasn't such a fucking rebel. Like, I'm a good kid turning bad. Like, I'm a good girl gone bad. Like, I do a lot of shit. It don't seem like it because I be so damn bored half the time. But no, I live a pretty crazy fucking lifestyle. It's insane. But I had a friend in elementary named Xavier, and he had a very attractive dad. Now, back then, I was into white guys, so, like, exclusively. So I knew his dad was physically attractive, but he just wasn't my cup of tea because, like I said, back then, I was into fucking white guys. And so my mom used to always tell Xavier, "Your daddy is handsome." I used to be like, "Bitch, you cannot say that." But I understood because the older I got, I had friends that had attractive dads. And what comes to mind right now? Hold on. The first thing that comes to mind, actually, now that I think about it, my first crush was probably, like, my elementary best friend, his dad. But that's when I realized I was becoming gay, and I could unwind that so many different ways, like the fantasies and not speaking up and wanting to hit on him and stuff like that. But he really wasn't just all that. But yeah, my other elementary friend, Xavier, his dad was hot. He was chocolate. He was hot. But as an adult, one of my best friends, she said she always had that hot dad that everybody wanted. And when I first met him, I was kind of like, whatevs. She had kind of prepped me on his personality and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, whatever. And I don't know when this small fake plate crush developed. I don't know, but I've always had a thing for men of power, very assertive men. They say that you date people who are like your dad, but I've always been, I guess, obsessively obsessed with people who are the exact opposite of my dad. So just like men of power, aggression. I can't say narcissism. I don't think anybody likes narcissism, but just I always like to have those mean boyfriends that's mean to everybody, but they nice to you. You know, the hood niggas, hell, even skateboarders. This is when I got into like black guys, intellectual scholars, all that. And so, you know, by this time, I'm super pro black and stuff. So, I mean, just the way he carries himself, the way he speaks, I just was always inspired by him. And I could go on and on and on and on and on. But never fuck your best friend's dad, even if he is hot. There has to be a boundary. There has to be lines that aren't crossed. You know, we make jokes and stuff, but I would never. But yeah, you just have to know your boundaries. And, you know, I'm sure it makes her uncomfortable at times, but her whole family's fine, you know? So that's just what it is, but it's just hilarious because, you know, we ended up liking each other, and, like, he's like a second dad to me now. Like, he's very, very, very intelligent and very woke, a pillar in the Nashville community, and, you know, he's awesome. I definitely see him as a father figure. You know, it's just hilarious because, you know, he looks so young, and people lust after him all the time, so he's used to it. But yeah, life is a beautiful thing. There's so many movies about, like, young girls fucking older guys, and usually they become obsessed and all that other stuff. I can only imagine. I'm sure he's had stalkers and everything, you know? But what's so cool about older men is that they really cater to your emotional needs. You know, like this particular guy, couldn't date him. But the fantasies are always fun, you know. To imagine, you know. Because, you know, sugar ain't free, you feel me? And so, that could never be our arrangement, because that's not, you know, not everybody's like, nigga, motherfucker, I ain't gotta pay for shit. But I enjoyed the friendship. But sometimes you just be like, God damn. I think I'm gonna watch some videos of some men eating their girlfriend's pussy. That's like my favorite, like my third or fourth favorite type of porn. I've always watched straight porn, but lately I've been looking at the girls. Psych. I'm just bored, bro. You guys, I'm working on a photography book too. Pray for me over there too. It's an art book. I'm gonna really do a big release. I don't know how or when. I gotta take pictures today too. I deserve it. I do the podcast pretty regular. I need to do this in my music. I gotta get on that shit ASAP. But I'm doing an art book. I almost said the fucking name, but it's gonna be self-published. It's pretty much just me documenting my sobriety or lack thereof. And really, it's not even about my sobriety. Yeah, that's just part of it. It's really just about me being me and just telling my truth. Like, hopefully, by the time the book is published and edited and I drop it somewhere, you know, hopefully I'm 100% clean. No weed, no nothing. You know, I know I won't be drinking by then, because I serve an amazing God who sits high and looks low. So I know I won't be drinking by then, but hopefully no hardcore anything. But not if this fucking arm is shaking. I'm fucking done. No drinking. I'm done with drinking. But document my sobriety, document my life. There will be nudity. There will be offensive things in there. I can't wait to really, really, really get into it. Because right now I just took a few pictures. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But back to the task at hand. Your best friend's hot dad. What do you do? What can you say? All you can do is fuck the pain away. I probably will write a short story about the idea of that. Like, in a perfect world, it wouldn't even be him. It would be, I want to say his name, but I... Mark. A really attractive 40s, mid-40s guy. Face is like a 7, but his body was so fucking hot. It literally didn't matter. He was just so clean, hygiene on point. It didn't smell like a wet dog or a wet cat. A whole vibe. And this is pre-ho. love the area, not only because it was close to me, but just a whole fucking vibe. Just a vibe. Hot tub, a jacuzzi. It was like a swimming pool and a jacuzzi. Just a vibe. And I know it just cut off abruptly. I had got a phone call. But what else can we talk about? No, let's talk about your best friend's hot dad. I want your bod. The things I would do. And he got nice feet. And I just been on some real freaky shit lately. Like, I'm so passionate. Like, I don't know. I just be into it. Like, when you drunk or high, it does enhance it. But even sober, I realize I'm a pleaser. I definitely love to be pleased. Don't get me wrong. But I think it's the reaction from me. It's the high. It's the knowing that they are completely engulfed in this moment and they're just releasing, you know? Everything comes to a climax. I want your bod. And I will read his mind and get inside his mind, because I'm a little bit of a narcissist too. So I know how to get into narcissist's head, which makes me manipulative. Forgive me. But I just like to know. I like to know the dark side, the dark stuff. But I want to know, like, what got you there and how can we kind of get you out? Because it kind of heals me at the same time, too. And that's probably how I can be friends with them, because you just cater to their needs, but still kind of make the narrative in your own way. But I wonder what his semen tastes like. Semen's. Blood is thicker than water. But guess what's thicker than blood? Semen. And I make your father come every fucking night. This is your best friend's dad. Your best friend's hot dad. Song of the day. Rehab by Rihanna. And who do I want to go to bed with? We'll call him KW. Icon. Pillar of the Nashville community. He would have been a Black Panther if he was 10 years older. He probably was, actually. We do what we can. We clock out. Good night and good luck. I love y'all.